The myth of biases applied to the current argument. The very scary fact that such a non-issue known as the COVID-19 pandemic can so easily be imposed on so many people, actually on billions of people, signifies what danger the world is in. Turned into a toy for the whimsical figments of someone's will, of someone who happens to be part of the elite, just because of birthright or the ownership of humongous wealth, factual mediocrity notwithstanding. All the arrows of anger must be directed towards this tiny, tiny elite, and the world must reform itself so as not to allow such elite to form. Notably, as mentioned, the same manipulation takes place when absurdities are presented as great discoveries in physics. However, in addition, that disgrace, the falsity presented as great discovery in physics, appears harder to be seen by the multitude, sadly invoking none of its interest. Amongst those who bother to take a stand, as hinted previously, there are not a few with entangled personal interests or simply confused. They tend to diminish the power of the argument by turning it into an issue of psychology, of biases, which an individual can possess. Such an approach, turning the argument into a psychological play game, is out of the question when it comes to the unequivocal catastrophic findings pertaining to hard sciences, discussed in my previous books. One would not even think of bringing psychology into the conversation about physics, putting forth a catastrophic argument revealed therein. When the problems concern human beings, as the problems concerning the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic, however, undermining the absolute conclusion by presenting it as a figment of a psychological quirk, only the slave of a person's bias, that undermining has to be addressed, stressing the objective, unshakable solidity of the presented absolute truth. Thus, there can be no, quote, cognitive bias in the discovery of absolute truth. The observed absolute fact of the elite being exempt from the deadly effect of COVID-19, which contradicts the thesis for the reality of the COVID-19 pandemic, is absolutely not irrelevant to the phenomenon we are observing, which is the alleged COVID-19 pandemic. There is no ignoring of data either. Quite the contrary. The apparent excessive emphasis on the data referring to the non-anonymous elite in the book is not overemphasizing it. Emphasizing the 100% certainty of a conclusion cannot diminish its certainty compared to just mentioning it in passing. The absolute fact of elite's exemption from the absolute requirement that in a true pandemic no human group should be spared from its deadly effect is not even a hypothesis about which we may just say, yeah, it makes sense. Meaning that, yeah, it goes along with my cognitive biases. The absolute fact we're talking about, namely that the visible humans, the elite, has been immune to deaths from with COVID-19, is an objective fact, incontestable, unassociated with any personal feelings or preferences. The absolute fact is a focused single fact and does not allow interpretations. When it is a yes or no situation, as when considering that there were no deaths, let alone massive deaths, from with COVID-19 amongst the elite ranks, one cannot say, yeah, but, and keep hallucinating alternatives. The fact of the absence of deaths from COVID-19 amongst the elite is not just one choice of many, which we make just because we feel like it. It's an absolute fact that stares you in the face, allowing no druthers. It's also not a, quote, negativity bias, because the absolute fact is not a bias at all. There must be some single reason or a fact why one, led by what one read in No Great Reset, doubts the reality of COVID-19 pandemic, yet now gets fully convinced. Look no further. Voila! The no significance death from with COVID-19 argument is that single fact, that single reason. To say nothing of the fact that the absolute truth in question does not feed our confirmation bias, because that truth is outside of our belief system. Also, in this case, one does not need to consult various sources of information. When the truth is absolute, one source of information is enough. On the contrary, two positions, one heard in the marketplace, the other read in a peer-reviewed journal, although apparently coherent, can be equally invalid if they contradict an absolute truth. This is a fundamental of critical thinking, when one can discern what truth is not prone to questioning. Thus, it is not because, alleged by those who push for a COVID-19 pandemic, a peer-reviewed article supports this or that position that drives the critical approval, but the facts themselves the article presents. If they're actually true facts, these facts are what drives the critical approval. Conversely, even if peer-reviewed, an article presenting false facts must be rejected. Fallaciously, one can hear and see multiple instances when these premises are reversed, and what is relied upon is argumentum ad verecundium, argument from authority. The decision by voting is assumed the correct decision, which deviously ensures the hope of the propagandists that their position will gain the upper hand. To avoid this setup, every one of us insignificants must beware of this trap and never allow oneself to part from one's brain, taking leave of one's senses, because see, many others think otherwise, despite the absolute facts. Moreover, never allow yourself to become embarrassed or scared for your inquisitiveness. Treat those who try to brainwash you as your worst enemy, especially when they try to talk you out of the truth you see yourself. The truth must drown out the propaganda.